Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com joins us once again. Andrew, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's very early on in the season. We should say that. But the one area that people thought that the Jays were going to be very strong in, of course, was their offense. But their offensive numbers compared to last year right now are significantly lower. They're only batting .221. They were .269 last year. You know what? The on-base percentage is under .300 at .299. They've only got a .364 slugging percentage. So the whole group, now I know the last night their offense got going, especially in the eighth inning. What have you not seen early on from the Jays at the plate that we saw last year?
I don't know about it's what I haven't seen, but I will say, you know, Edwin Encarnacion basically didn't have a spring training. You know, he's had some hits, but the slugging percentage is low. You know, he really hasn't had the extra base hits yet. And I'm sure that will come. The two guys I think a lot of people are really going to focus on are Troy Tulowitzki and Russell Martin. It was better for them last night, I think. And they'll come along, too, I think. But those are the guys who've sort of struggled out of the gate. And also, if you look at, you know, Chris Colabello and Justin Smoke, you know, Colabello had such a great year last year, but if you looked at some of the underlying numbers, you know, like the batting average on balls in play, that was extremely high, you know, which can, you know, for a guy like him who isn't really getting on base with his speed, it can indicate there was a lot of, you know, balls that fell in the spots where guys weren't standing, you know, like a lot of, you know, a bit of luck. Those are guys I'm a little bit concerned about. You know, Ryan Goins and Kevin Pillar, I think they are what they are. They're not great hitters, even though, you know, apparently we're going with Kevin Pillar at the top of the lineup. but you know, I think it's a little too soon to worry about it. I know that people are talking about segment numbers a lot as well, which have been high, but I mean, those are sort of trending higher and higher every year in big league baseball, and you know, pitchers are throwing harder, and pitchers are throwing, you know, better breaking stuff, and it's getting harder to make contact with the ball, I think. But that really, I don't think that's, you know, an excuse for them. I think it's just it's early, and they'll come around, and I'm not terribly concerned. And, you know, you got Batista and Josh Donaldson are already doing it, and I think that's sort of the way this offense is going to work. It's not everybody's going to be clicking it at the exact same time, which is kind of what happened, you know, in the last couple months of last season. But, you know, some guys are going to be going great, and some guys are going to be slumping a little bit, and there's just more than enough there to make it all work and make a, you know, produce a lot of runs for them. So I think it's going to be quite all right.
Interesting, Kevin Pillar batting out of the one hole, and if you look at him right now, he's only got no walks, 5 strikeouts and 7 hits. Like, his on-base percentage is only .231. He's hitting .189. And, you know, for a leadoff guy, average is one thing, sure, but you just want to find a way to get on base. And he's not even taking any walks. Does he need to be more patient at the plate? Do you think Pillar as a leadoff hitter is something John Gibbons is going to give 20, 30, 40 games, or will he look to change that up?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because I think there's a lot that they like about Pillar as a leadoff hitter. You know, he's got a little bit more speed than some of the guys on the team. He's a guy who maybe isn't a stolen base threat, but is a guy who can throw first to third on a single, or, you know, score from first on a double. You know, there's a benefit to having him out there for that. But yeah, I was never a big fan of him being a leadoff hitter. I don't think they really have an ideal leadoff hitter on this team. But yeah, the walks are just—they're never going to come. I mean, I don't think you can tell Kevin Pillar to be more patient. I mean, I think that's what he is. You know, he's 27. He's come this far. Or I'm not sure if he's 27, 26, 27. He's come this far in his career by being a guy who swings the bat and gets the barrel on the ball and tries to make things happen that way. And I think that's just the kind of guy that he is. And when it's working, it works great. You know, when he's hitting the ball hard and he's hitting the ball well, good things happen, and he's a guy who really sort of fluctuates, I think, when, you know, and right now, you know, it's been so few games that I can't even complain about it just yet, just because it's so early, even though I wasn't really a fan of it going in. But yeah, he's a guy that he's not going to walk. He's going to strike out a bit. You know, the strikeout numbers aren't too bad right now, which is good. You know, the problem with Pillar, and I think everybody knows what it is and sees it, is when, you know, guys are killing him, busting him, low and away. And he's swinging through stuff that just falls off the table and breaks away from him and kind of looks really bad doing so. which we haven't seen too much of yet, which I think is a good thing. So he's a guy who offers something in the leadoff spot, which I think that they'll, you know, they're getting something out of it. And as long as if the batting average and the on base percentage don't move up from here, then yeah, I think they're going to make a change. But for now, I think he's got a bit of rope. I think they're probably going to, you know, go. I would guess like 100 at bats is kind of. I remember John Farrell would always use that standard for really making any sort of a change. And I think that's kind of standard across the game. So I think he's gonna get his chance to stay in the leadoff spot. I think a lot of people are really excited maybe about the possibility of Devin Travis coming back and once he gets healthy, being a guy who's maybe even a better fit in that spot for them.
Andrew Stoughton joins us from BlueJaysNation.com. Switching over to the pitching side, Estrada, very good first start, goes seven innings, gives up only five hits. He looks solid. And I know Sanchez doesn't have a decision yet, but, man, he's looked very good through his first two starts. As good as Stroman was in his first game, you know, he's given up some hits and a lot of earned runs. Sanchez is a guy, really, who probably should be 2-0 if he had any run support.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And you know, Sanchez, especially against the Yankees, you know, this is something that I complained about or worried about throughout spring. You know, he hadn't faced a lot of tough lefties. The Yankees have a really lefty-heavy lineup and a bunch of switch hitters. And for him to come in and pitch as well as he did, even though he was, you know, he was a piece John Law wrote for us at BlueJaysNation.com, talking to Sanchez afterwards, beating himself up a little bit, didn't think he had the greatest game, which I think is great. You know, you want him to want to be better. And I think, you know, the results were terrific, though. And that, I think, was a big test because the lefties really, really killed him last year. Estrada's been great. Stroman, second start wasn't as incredible as the first, but was still pretty, you know, pretty good. This was the spot on the team that everybody was, I think, the most worried about, was the starting pitching. And so far, I mean, I think everybody's been much better than you really could have hoped for, frankly. You know, I think, all right, Dickey maybe not in that same category, but half a strong Stroman, Sanchez, I mean, those guys have been really terrific so far. And if they keep this up, I think it's all going to click, and it's going to be a really good year. It's a tough division, really. I think a lot of what the early struggles have been, you know, you're running into really good teams in the Yankees and the Red Sox and even the Rays. And, you know, it's going to be a fight all the way through. They're not going to just sail to it, but I think they have a lot of the pieces that are necessary to make them a great team this year. And I think we're seeing it. We just haven't maybe seen it in the results, but I think over time, if the pitching can pitch like they have been so far, they're going to be really, really good.
Brett Cecil, a few people, it's early on, of course. You know, he's had five appearances. He was good last night, but he struggled a few times, gave up some, you know, put himself in a situation to lose games. Now, and being a relief pitcher, it can be that up and that down very quickly for a guy like that. Where do you stand on Cecil? Are you a guy that believes he's going to be one of their steady relievers, or are you somebody who's always leery of him?
Yeah, I hate to sound like too much of an optimist on this team, but I really believe in Cecil too. Last year, I think it was mid-June, he had a terrible week, and he was kind of struggling all the way through then, and he lost the closer spot, and, you know, his wife left Twitter, and he, you know, games just kept unraveling for him. And then he went on that incredible run where he didn't allow another run the rest of the year and into this year, because he's terrific. He's got an incredible curveball. You know, lefties can't touch him. I know that the results so far haven't been great, but yeah, I think these are really, you know, relievers are a volatile group just generally, just because that's, you know, that's how you kind of end up in the bullpen by not necessarily being graded, by trying out different stuff and lots of reasons guys will end up in the bullpen. But yeah, I mean, Cecil's ended up there, and he's got an incredible, incredible curveball, one of the best in baseball, I think, and it just maybe hasn't quite been working yet. And I think he's talked about, you know, other teams know what the plan is a little too much, and he had to change it up. And him and Russell Martin have talked about that, apparently. And, you know, I think it won't be long before he figures it out. And he's really going to be an excellent reliever for his team. I hope so, because I'm a little more worried. Drew Storen's been fine so far, but that's the guy I've kind of pegged as someone I'm a little more worried about. But yeah, I think Cecil and Osuna are just lockdown guys for the team, and they'll be fine.
Andrew, good to catch up with you. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.